Here in Washington, the Senate Intelligence Committee has just released another chapter of its four-year investigation into pre-war intelligence on Iraq. The panel has already produced a book-length tome chronicling mistakes by the U.S. spy agencies, but its latest report finds that U.S. intelligence was mostly correct in its judgments on what might happen after an invasion. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been combing through the report and joins us now. Mary Louise, first tell us a little bit more about the headlines from this report.
Hi, Michelle. Well, what the senators did was they considered a number of documents, they looked at previous investigations, but for this report, they relied most heavily on two papers from the National Intelligence Council, both previously classified, both dated January 03, so shortly before the invasion. And these papers were looking at what the big challenges would be in a post-Saddam Iraq. They also looked at the regional consequences of a war, and turns out these judgments from U.S. intelligence were mostly on the mark. They warned about the danger of sectarian violence, and they warned that both al-Qaeda and Iran would try to exploit the situation in a post-Saddam Iraq, which is, of course, what have since seen happen. So Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee, led by their chairman, Jay Rockefeller, are saying this is proof that the administration had plenty of warning about how wrong things could go and simply failed to prepare.
Now, Democrats are saying this is proof. Mary Louise, I gather Republicans on the committee might disagree.
They would, for the most part. We should note that the vote on the report was 10-5, there were two Republicans, Chuck Hagel and Olympia Snowe, who crossed over and voted with the Democrats. But the five Republicans who voted against this report said they have a number of issues with it. They have issues with the substance, and they argue that the report's conclusions only highlight the issues that seem important now. You know, they're saying hindsight is 20/20, and the report, as it's laid out, presents a distorted picture of what was actually handed to policymakers at the time back in 2003. Some of the Republicans are also mad, and this is an interesting one. They're mad because a big chunk of the report is 81 pages. Let me repeat that, 81 pages of names. This is the people to whom these two National Intelligence Council reports were distributed. Now, a lot of the names are blacked out, but a lot of them aren't, and it's fascinating reading. Right on the front page, on page one, it's Scooter Libby, Stephen Hadley at the White House. Democrats aren't saying why they felt it was important to include a lot of these names. One assumes it's for accountability reasons, you know, to show who had access to the warnings and who, as Democrats see it, ignored judgments that things were going to be tough in post-war Iraq. Republicans on the committee, again, they're pointing out there are apparently some errors, some factual inaccuracies in the list of names. Some people may have been on leave, may never have seen the documents. They say, generally, this is unfair, and it sets a bad precedent.
Has there been any reaction yet to this report from the White House?
There has. The president, in fact, already reacted yesterday before the report was out because people were already talking about it. And at his press conference yesterday, he was asked directly, "You got these warnings. Why did you ignore them?" His response was, "Look, we were warned about a lot of things. Some of them happened. Some of them didn't." He basically says, "I stand by the decision to invade." And he yesterday used the line that he often uses on these occasions, which is, "The world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power."
The Senate Intelligence Committee, I understand, has not yet finished its investigation. Tell us about what's yet to come.
Right. There are still two outstanding pieces. One has to do with the Pentagon and pre-war intelligence activities there. The other one is the real biggie, and this is comparing the public statements of policymakers to the intelligence that was actually available to them. In other words, asking the question, did the White House and other senior officials manipulate intelligence to make the case for war? I mean, that is what is really at the heart of this Senate investigation. It's the big question that has been asked for years, but has never been the subject of an independent inquiry. Senator Rockefeller says his committee is working on it, that they're going to produce a report. Senator Bond, who is the top Republican on the committee, suggested today that the whole thing has gotten too political, too partisan. He says we're never going to be able to come up with a fair report at this point. Let's use our energy looking forward instead of looking back.
Mary Louise, thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That was NPR's Mary Louise Kelly updating us on the new Senate report on pre-war intelligence in Iraq.